sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up! You cannot talk!
Là, on est rendu à épisode 175. Gun might blow. Wouldn't you know, we've been hurt, we've been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate Po-Po. Wanna kill us in the streets for show. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow.
Message!
But we gon' be alright. I said we gon' be alright. Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lenoir. GL. Okay, before I continue with the show, I need to inform you listeners, especially those of you who clicked on this podcast by mistake, that this podcast is a safe space for my thought. In other words, it's protected by the red, the black, and the green in collaboration with the red, black, and the red, blue. Who's your blues up in this bitch? I represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to the question, are you an outcast? I also represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on March 26, 2024. Damn, June's around the corner. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. If you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Bear with me a second. Hold on. Ooh, that felt good. Ooh, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man, I'm going to hell. My apologies. For those of you who heard me on the last episode, I guess my voice is getting a little better. And what you just heard was me sipping some water. And remembering that, oh, yeah, man, go easy. You're still healing. You're still healing.
Message!
Because I said the word healing. yeah, so it's going to be that kind of episode. My voice is a little, it's coming back. And I want to applaud myself for investing in a new air purifier. Apparently, it's the Cadillac, according to Amazon. They didn't use the word Cadillac, but I felt like they said, yeah, man, this is the Cadillac of air purifier. Bitches dig it. You want to get bitches, especially bitches with allergies? This is the purifier you want to get. Yeah, so here's hoping that, fun fact, when you're using an air purifier, it helps to close the windows. And fuck you if you knew that. It's common sense. Yeah, well, shut up. Anyways, yeah, so it makes sense now that I think about it. But, yeah, it helps that you close the window. Not the only problem is it's kind of warm in here. But, yeah, okay. All right. Come on, be focused. All right, okay. Let's – now I'm in show mode. Usually when I start out the show, you know when you go to church? Okay, some of you have never been in church. But I like to greet new listeners. Thank you for giving me a chance. assuming you've gone through the intro and you know what kind of podcast to expect. Anyways, now just to help you new listeners get familiarized with my podcast, I like to break down my episodes into three parts, which I prefer to call acts. The first act is the intro. Second act is using random thoughts. And the third act is final thoughts. Now, so far in the intro, what I've done is you've heard the theme, you've heard the title of today's episode, you've heard some poetry, which both the title and today's poetry will relate to the final thought. And everything after that was salutation, greetings, trying to make you feel welcome. Now, this is your captain speaking. Put on your seatbelt. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. Where was I? Yeah, okay. Another thing I like to do in the intro is, in this particular case, I need to acknowledge a death anniversary that came up this week, actually yesterday, and it was the death anniversary of George Floyd, May 25th, 2020. He died on May. He was murdered on May 25th, 2020. You know, I lost a lot of white friends after his death. It's not that I lost white friends. It was more, I reinforced the idea of friends and associates. Because, white people were weird after George Floyd's death. And I say this as a black person who grew up with white people, so it's maybe the weirdness I experience might be different from the one that you experience. I actually had I'm working on a bit, and the idea is there are three responses that I was very familiar after George Floyd's death. It was the first one was indifferent. It was like, nah, I didn't see another nigger die before I give a fuck. The second, which was rare, was actually enlightenment. It was like, holy shit, whoa, what the fuck? These black people weren't complaining. No, they're for real. Holy shit, this racism is still going around. Despite Obama. And the third one was hey, buddy, remember, if you blacks are gonna act up, remember, I'm one of the good ones. Like there was a fear. Like an irrational fear. Like if you thought if white people were scared of black people clapping back for slavery, yeah, after George Floyd, they were like fucking lost it. Right, okay, my bad. I was in the middle of explaining what I do in the intro, right? Because usually in the intro, what I just said, that's about George Floyd's death anniversary, usually I save it for news and random thoughts. But whatever. It's my goddamn podcast. I make exceptions every once in a while. Another thing I like to do in the intro, too, likes to, is share some quotes and ideas. And the first one goes, courtesy of Life by Alisa, a highly sensitive person mentor. And this quote, she goes, being highly sensitive in an insensitive world has conditioned you to think there's something wrong with you. There's not. Preach, sister. Yeah, because it's one of those things you need to constantly remind yourself of. And, They not like us. We not like them. Yeah. Yeah, you got to remind yourself that this world, in an insensitive world, you're constantly made to be feel like something's wrong with you. And you got to remind yourself that whatever exercise you need to do to remind yourself, do it. The last quote that I'm sharing is from the Untamed Hero on Instagram. And she says, and she wrote, or she shared, it is no coincidence that everyone in the family but the abuser ends up in therapy. Yes, it is always abuse. Amen. Yeah, man. All right. Okay. That's it. That's it for the intro. Let's jump to the next act of the podcast. All right. So let's go. As I remember, which one is it? Let's go.
All
right. Just give me a second. Okay. In today's news of random thoughts, it's only going to be random thoughts. No news this time. All right. Yeah, because, you know, switch it up. No, it's not a switch up. It's just something that I felt. First one, I think I mentioned this already, is I bought myself an air purifier. Bought a Cadillac. How's that song go again? Put some D's on it and whatever. Just bought a Cadillac. Anyway, yeah. Here's the thing. Apparently, I have an allergy, but when I went to the allergist or whatever, the person who studies this shit, and he did the test, and he can't figure out what I'm allergic to. And at least he didn't gaslight me and goes, "Oh well, since we can't figure out what you're allergic to, means you're not allergic to anything." Apparently, it's a common thing that there are people out there who have allergic reactions and they're unknown. And all I know is I'm testing this air purifier. I remember being in that dude's office and thinking, "Damn, the air here is good." And I noticed he had an air purifier, so I'm like, "I wonder if that makes a difference." Anyways. So air purifier. Shout out to my air purifier. I think I'm gonna give you a name. Pure Air. PA. Whatever. Second thing on the agenda. All right, okay. I am making progress in uploading and having my podcast on YouTube. Google, sorry. Used to have a podcast manager, and they discontinued it. And they said, from now on, use YouTube Studio if you want to share your podcast on our site. And I signed up for it, but they needed me to do some fuck shit. And we need you to upload a picture of your face. In order for you to have access to these advanced features, we need you to, there's three ways to have access to it. And the fastest way was just upload your picture to it. And it was kind of creepy. I got to use my phone, and I had to, stay at a circle and turn right and left. And, yo, man, I feel like they're going to turn me into Max Headroom. You kids have no idea who Max Headroom is, do you? Okay, never mind. But where I'm going with this is I feel like this is a week in technology for me. I don't know if you guys have been using ChatGPT AI technology, and I use ChatGPT to clean up my resume, and that motherfucker delivered. Not only can you use ChatGPT to upload your resume, you can also use it to help you answer job application questions. You can't use it for an interview, but for a job application, when they ask you, "Do you meet these criteria? Please explain how." Well, you can use ChatGPT and say, "Hey, based on my resume, help me answer this question," and I'll be like, needless to say, you gotta go over the sentence. Think of ChatGPT like a calculator, all right? It'll help you answer some questions, but you can't use it to solve for X. You can't use your calculator to solve for X. I'm sure you could use ChatGPT. Now, I'm sure there's I guess it depends on the employer. The fact that I use it to upload my, to fix my resume and to inspire some answers or to get a template. Ain't nothing wrong with using a template to get a template to answer a question. It's like you'll get a question and you got to answer the four-star format. I was like, "Hey, ChatGPT, how do I answer?" It says, "Yes. I got a 12-inch penis. How do I tell them that?" They'll be like, "Well," and ChatGPT will spit out the answers that these white folks want to hear. Needless to say, you got to customize it for yourself, but it's yes, it's plagiarizing if you copy and paste the answer, but if you customize it, use it as an inspiration, it's no different than when I talk to a consultant. God bless that woman. I wish I could remember her name. This woman I met in the Bay Area when I used to live in the Bay Area, and I used Craigslist, and essentially I was looking for someone to help me fix my resume. Luckily, I met a woman who was trying to get into the business of doing that as a profession, so she was willing to do it for free. And homegirl, basically she's a wordsmith. She was a wordsmith. And she helped me, bing, 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 ironed some shit out, man. So it was more her words more than it was mine. I mean, it was like, you know, I just put in, I worked here, I did this, you know, I used words like, I got a 12-inch penis, and she embellished it. Yes. Ready for any okay. You know, whatever, the vocabulary. Anyway, whatever. I think it's, where I'm going with all this, it's more the fact that I shared my resume with ChatGPT. And I just shared my picture with Google Image, well, whatever, Google software, which I know used AI. Bro, it's only a matter of time before Skynet is like, you know, or iRobot, or whatever they were called. Yeah, iRobot is like mimicking me. So just so you know, right, if you get a phone call from me asking for money, and you're like, is it really you, B? And this person knows a lot of information about you, or knows shit about you that only I would know, it might be Skynet. Gotta be careful. It's gonna suck if I'm ever in an emergency and need money. How do I know you're not Skynet? Fuck, it's not me! That's exactly what Skynet would say. Yes, I'm getting friendly with AI. It's fucked. Look, I was desperate, man. I need help with my resume. That shit hadn't been updated in years. Now I feel confident what I have now. Like, you know, I'm going to start applying to actual jobs and shit. Sorry. Okay. Okay, hold on. I'm going to increase the air pure. I put it on low where you can't hear it. But now I'm feeling the allergies kicking in a bit. So I'm going to kick it up to 2. Yeah, you can hear it in the background a little, right? What I like about this air purifier, it's like more quiet than the last one. You can hear that, eh? Hold on. I don't hear it in my headphones. Hold on. Here's hoping you don't hear it in the microphone. Oh, goddamn. I would suck on a fisherman's friend. To you Americans, it's a pastille. Come on, it's a pastille. Lozenger. It's a lozenger for your throat. Your throat. Anyways. But I don't think you want to hear me sucking on a fisherman's friend. That's right. It's called a fisherman's friend. And I'm hoping I made some of you homophobic fellas out there uncomfortable. That nigga say he's wrapping his dick on a fisherman's friend. Why not a lawyer? All right, okay. Yeah, ChatGPT, AI. And yeah, man. But here's the truth. The reality is the robot revolution were to happen now, I'd probably join the robots. Because I'm on some fuck humanity. You know, that's not true. I don't hate humanity. I don't hate the world. I hate the world built. That men built. There we go. Like, before I can truly hate humanity, I want to know what would happen if we let women control the planet. And if they do a better job, then I'll be like, you know what? I love life. But right now, I can say that, yeah, the world that we create, the world that we exist in, this whole dog-eat-dog world, yeah, that world I don't like. All right. So, yeah, okay. Just I feel the need to share this. I watched Rambo, the Rambo movie that came out in 2008. Fucking, it's violent, and it's my guilty pleasure in the movie. Oh my god! Oh, because I'm talking a lot. That's why I'm coughing. Okay, you know what? I think I'm gonna have to shorten this episode. Because, as you can see, all I'm doing is coughing and drinking water. Anyway, all I was going to say about Rambo is it's my guilty pleasure. I enjoyed watching it. Only because, again, I grew up Christian. How am I going to make a link between Rambo and the Bible? Hear me out. I grew up Christian, which means I grew up with a very oversimplified, a simplified version of reality, which is good and evil, God and the devil, and we're in between. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. You know, those two binaries. And when I was watching Rambo, I'm like, oh, man, this shit could have been a Christian movie. Because it's got some Christian themes. It's got some good old patriarchy in there. And it's got some old good old racism. I say racism because the villains are just a bunch of brown dudes with Asian features, South Asian dudes, and who have no names, and they're just sheer pure evil. And and the hero is a white guy and a white th- okay, look, let me focus. Guilty pleasure. Because, yes, it reminded me of this oversimplified version of reality that I grew up on. I should get a bit of Bible stories. And it's like, it's kind of like if I was a preacher, I would preach. Sorry, I shot an idea of me preaching a sermon and using, okay, have y'all seen Rambo? Especially a Haitian church full of my parents' friends. I'm like, what the fuck is a Rambo? Anyways, and the idea is, sure. Because the whole story is, spoiler alert, it starts out with these well-meaning church folks want to go in some fucked up part of Burma, I believe, Burma, whatever, South Asia, where the rebels are fighting with, whatever, the government, and, you know, Congo, whatever. Rebels are fighting these really evil regime. And, oh, man, they have it all in there. Rape, viewer discretion advised. A lot of fucking violence in there. Like, they, like, blah. They invested a lot in special effect. It's like, no, more blood. More blood. I want these people to show. Like, I'm convinced they got real people. Like, it's hard to imagine, like, the South Asians, the folks who played the soldiers, it's hard to imagine that there was a moment where they were cut and they were like, ha ha, ha, all right, you did a great role. Now, that shit looked real. Like, we don't like these people. Like, they actually killed people in this movie. Not the white folks. No, fuck that. But the brown people, yeah, I felt like it looked like they actually killed them. It's like, yeah, they dispend them. What the fuck? I mean, they all of them want to be with Sylvester Stallone. They just don't know that they're going to die for it, but whatever. Anyways. Yeah, so it starts out with these church folks, white church folks, who want to go to that part of the world to bring some aid because they need medical supply and shit. You know, it's funny is because I look at it is I'm thinking of my church mentality when I used to be in church, and that was some noble shit on their part. But whatever, these white folks want to go to these, and it takes a lot of courage. They're like, you know what's fucked up there? Everyone's telling them, you don't want to go there. It's like, oh, we got to. There's a lot of atrocities going there. And they go over there. And, of course, they get kidnapped by the rebels. And then Sylvester Stallone has to go there with some other, what's the word, mercenaries to go save them. But the sermon is like, yes. The sermon would be like, yes, God allows evils to happen. Yes. You know what I mean? But we still got to be brave in the face of evil. It's like, yes, God is like, yeah, get your little rape on. Yeah. No, get your atrocities on. And I guess Sylvester Stallone represents Old Testament. Exactly. The doctors were New Testament folks. And Sylvester Stallone was Old Testament and blah, blah. And fuck. And when he kills the real bad guy, the guy who's in charge of all the rebels. Yeah, it wasn't a beautiful death. Holy shit, I talked too long about Rambo. I don't, all this to say, you know what? I watched it. I enjoyed it. Shout out to Tubi. All right. Focus me. All right. Okay. Drinking a lot. I don't like making... Whatever. I'm drinking a lot. Okay, this next clip got my attention. All right, you know what? Okay, these next three clips, I'm going to put it in the context of what this podcast is about. These next three texts could have easily been a final thought. Actually, they might be a final thought. I say text, I mean this next three videos you're about to hear. The first one is this, all right? It's a song. And what's her name? Miranda Julie. That sounds French to me, but whatever. And here we go. If you know the words, sing along.
Suicide is cringe. Don't kill yourself. You'll die anyway. Just wait. Don't kill yourself. You'll die anyway. Just wait. Suicide is cringe.
Oh, you didn't hear it? One more time.
Suicide is cringe. Don't kill yourself. You'll die anyway. Just wait. Don't kill yourself. You'll die anyway. Just wait. Suicide is
The caption is giving myself... Hold on. What's the caption again? Hold on. Giving myself my daily pep talk in my car before work. Now, why am I playing this? I was reading the comment section and I'm like, and noticed that some people get it and some people get it, some people didn't get it. A lot of people are like, oh, don't kill yourself. Oh my God, it's not joking, whatever, right? I mean, yes, I'm walking a dangerous line, I'll admit this. But I guess when I think about the show and the people I want to reach out to, which is, I need to put some more thoughts into it. But it's the people who understand when someone jokes about not committing suicide. It's less about the fact that you're going to commit suicide, but it's more about the fact that the thought of suicide is very frequent. You feel like as blessed as you might be, as fortunate as you might, as you should feel, you're in the category of human beings who are like holding on. Now, I guess this is a very difficult theme here. But, I guess my only point is when I was reading the comment section and everyone who was laughing at what she was trying to say and like, yes, it's my deal. Oh, what was some of the comments that I read? Oh, one person wrote, unironically, this song has kept me alive for several months now. Let me put it this way. If you found yourself going into therapy because of suicidal thoughts, then we understand each other. If you're like thinking of suicide and aren't looking for help, then yes, no, that's, we're not same people. And if you're one of those people who are like, what? Suicide? What? My life is great. Then yeah, we're not in the same alley. Does that make sense? I know, it makes sense to me. I guess that's what all that matters. Okay, I got to work on it, but this is what I mean where this might be a... this might require more thoughts into it. But it all falls into the theme of this podcast. Initially, I did talk about how this podcast is about healing. You know what? Let me put this. Healing. Barely holding on. Okay, I'm going to say holding on instead. See, I think about the highly sensitive people in the world. For us, this journey in life is a bit more challenging for some of us. Like I said, you live in a world where you feel like you're the person out. Like you weren't meant to be here. So that's what I mean when I joke about suicide is cringe. What's the word again?
Suicide is cringe. Don't kill yourself.
Don't kill yourself. You'll die anyways. Okay, you know what? I need some ginger tea. Okay. All right. Next item. Now, I'm not going to play this because it's a 4-minute long video. It's worth listening to. But I am going to credit the creator, the content creator. His name is, I think I've played his content before. His name is Danny F. Collins. Who is Danny F. Collins? Okay, here. I'm just going to play just a bit, and you'll probably understand why I'm sharing this video. Here we go.
When people ask me why I was such a diehard Trump supporter, this was the reason why. Because of this comment right here.
Okay. The comment says, it's 2024. White men can legally be discriminated on too. Now, I'll summarize essentially. Oh, Danny Collins. And white man. Yes, I have to mention his race. What's fascinating about his story is he's a person who says, yeah, I used to be a Trump supporter. I used to be one of those white guys who felt like, yo, fuck racism. We're the real victims in this world. And homeboy did a 180 degree turn. I don't know if I would call it 180 degree. It would, but basically, oh, goddamn allergies, folks. Sorry. Homie, I think the word I'm looking for is growth. Here's the thing. I know people like him, and it's not just like him, right? I'm not going to compare him to John Brown, but I know, based on what I know about white people, it's not easy for them. Look, it's not easy for them to let go of racism, to not be racist, because we were all in this society. Black people have think of racism as a disease. I'm not just talking about the institutional aspect of it. I'm talking about the white supremacy aspect of it. There's white and there's everyone else. We were all infected with this idea of white supremacy. Black, white, all of us. If you grew up in this part of the world, shit, most of the world, you were affected. The school education pumped us with the idea of white supremacy. And what I'm saying is, I know for a white person, it's not easy to like let go of, unlearn shit that you were nurtured with. It's not easy to go for, look, best way I could describe, Muhammad Ali has a saying that goes, the man who sees the world at 30, no, who still sees the man who sees the world at 50 the same way he sees it when he was 30, I'm fucking up the quote, wasted 30 years of his life. Wait, hold on. 50, 20, 30 years of his life. The point is, sure, we made mistakes. Sure, we probably were born with toxic ideas. But if you can get yourself to let go, like if you to drop those ideas, to like unlearn them and learn new things. Like I'm thinking of the person in Israel who went from, yeah, no, fuck that, man. I'm a Zionist, to what Netanyahu is doing to those people is wrong. It's a genocide. Like, that's like, because you were born one way. You were born one way, and you transformed yourself to be something better. And I got to admit this, man. I think, I'll admit, when a white person does it, to me, looks like it's a challenge. And the reason I can acknowledge this challenge, because I think about how I grew up as a toxic male, toxic masculinity, all that shit. Patriarchy, like, I was infected with patriarchy. Men are supposed to be like this. Women are supposed to be like that. And I grew out of it. I think the word I'm looking for is growth. We got healing, holding on, and growth. I grew out of it. It's my journey to be a less toxic male than I was yesterday. It's my journey to be, shout out to Bell Hooks. I read the book, Bell Hooks, and shout out to my man DJ for putting me onto that book. Well, DJ, my man, LT. I don't use real names on this podcast. I use the name that if they hear it, they'll be like, oh, he's talking about me. DJ and Jay Little. And yeah, no, these two were enlightened about concept of masculinity. They were feminism. And they were like these guys who are like, yeah, I'm no longer being a toxic male. What? You don't think I'm being a real man? Go fuck yourself. I don't care. I'm trying to be me. Yeah, the journey it took me to go from being, oh, I could be a feminist too. Or the journey it took me to go from my feminist friend doesn't know what she's talking about to, oh shit, my feminist friend is making a lot of sense. The journey, like, I don't know how I got it. I still not sure how I managed to get myself to be like, oh, this is wrong. I need to grow. I need to unlearn some of this shit. But the point is, I'm doing it. Same thing goes for homophobia, transphobia, any other thing I was told that, yeah, any privilege that I might have, any toxic thinking, anything that's toxic in me, I'm trying to work it out. And I guess the key word here is growth. So we got healing, holding on, and growth. And the last one, speaking of growth, is I'm just going to play this clip. And it's a quote by Matured Girl. You know what? I'm just going to play it and it all makes sense. Here
we go. And women who are the biggest workforce on the planet, the biggest productive force on the planet, the biggest contributors to care on the planet, their work was suddenly not work. Women don't work. The world was shaped into a masculine project.
Masculine project.
Very consciously, knowledge was redefined as masculine by people like Bacon, Francis Bacon. Economy was redefined in terms of that which can be traded and commercially profited from is economy. If you cook food for your children, if you get water for your home, if you look after an old parent, that's not work. It's not productive. It's not contributing to the economy. It's when you buy what you need and sell what you produce, then growth takes place. That narrow mechanistic thought and this highly alienated, artificial economic system, which began with making capital real and reality unreal, which began with giving corporations personhood and made real people non-persons. That whole process is now reaching its maturity. And the economic collapse we see all over the place is one result of it.
I guess the last, this one goes under new ideas. I like talking about ideas, concepts. I mean, I don't use big words to do it, but I just like to, I think the word I'm looking for is new ideas. What I like about this presentation, I'm not sure what the name of the person speaking is, but the content creator's name is Vanitha Singh. And what I like about this idea is it goes back to what I was saying is, remember at the beginning of the episode I was talking about, I don't hate the world, I just hate the world that men created. And this is what I mean is, what would the world look like if it wasn't a masculine project? It was a feminine project. Well, you know what? Or, okay, maybe I'm evolving, is a world that was a product of the best that femininity has to offer and the best that masculinity has to offer. Like, it was like a beautiful collaborative synergy going on between those two. That kind of a world. Right now, we live in a world where might makes right. New ideas. On the last episode, I talked about, I played a clip of this content creator talking about, what was it again? Why is everyone trying to get sober? And in there, he just talks about how we've normalized not being sober. Again, new ideas, challenging ideas. It's things that I like doing on this podcast. So I guess I'm still figuring out the constitution, the mission statement, the what this podcast is about, despite the fact that it's safe space for my thoughts. But I know the overall theme is healing, holding on, growth, and ideas. HHGI. I don't know, something like that. All right. Anyways, we're still evolving. This podcast is still evolving. So that's my random thoughts. That's my random thought. All right, les amis. Let's jump. This concludes using random thoughts. And let's jump because again, I'm losing my voice here. I'm abusing my voice. Let's jump to final thoughts and call it quits, all right? All right, let's do this. All right. Okay, not bad for time. Yeah. And new listeners, this is I have two modes when I'm podcasting. First mode is I call myself like the Catholic preacher. Catholic preacher, I stay within an hour. Baptist preacher, I go over an hour. And it looks like I'm going to be a Catholic preacher on this one. Okay, let's go with this one. Let's just jump to it. Okay, use a random thought. I mean, final thoughts. What's up with today's title? Okay, for those of you following me on Twitter and Instagram or following me, the account for this podcast on Twitter and Instagram, I mentioned how today's title will reference another verse from a song by Kendrick Lamar. And yeah, I gotta tell you about it. Since Kendrick Lamar's beef, since Kendrick Lamar dominated that beef, I feel like, what's that moment in the Malcolm X movie where that dude watched Malcolm X lead the Nation of Islam? And she was like, I want to be a Muslim. Well, after that beef, I was like, I want to be a disciple of Kendrick Lamar. What I'm saying is his music has been speaking to me louder. And this particular situation, the reason why, okay, let me first clear up. The song, the verse that I recited came from a song by Kendrick Lamar called All Right. And it's from the album To Pimp a Butterfly. We gonna be all right. And from what I understand, it was an anthem during the protests. I think for George Floyd, a lot of people were, during the protests, a lot of protesters were using that song as a reminder that we're gonna be all right. It was inspirational. It's inspirational for black people. Now, why did I pick it? Okay. I won't lie. Between today and the last episode, actually this week, I've been feeling down. I can't explain it. I can't go into detail. Well, I can't go into details. Part of it is I still need to like journal it personally, go through these, go through the world. But all I can say is, highly sensitive person, feelings get hurt, and it's normal to be like, to spend your time licking wounds. That's what therapy's for. So I've been feeling down, and as I was like contemplating what title should I use for today's episode, this song came on, and it kind of cheered me up, especially the chorus, "We gonna be all right." I was feeling down, but didn't realize that I needed to hear the words, "We're gonna be, it's gonna be all right, B-Black." Okay, I'm dying. Come on, air purifier. Should have drank that watermelon. I should have ate that watermelon. Okay. I need to hear the words, "We gonna be all right." I was actually considering calling today's episode Pain and Podcast. Wait, Pain and Hit Podcast? Oh, Pain and This Podcast. And, but again, it's a pain that I could just tell you that I'm feeling, but don't have the words to talk about it. When I say don't have the words is, I just don't want to air it out on this podcast. I'm not trying to put you in suspense, but I'm just saying, sometimes you just feel like a little bit. Sometimes you just got days where you're just, sometimes you're feeling high and sometimes you're feeling low. What's that joke? It goes, sometimes you feel like the statue and sometimes you feel like, no, sometimes you feel like the pigeon. And sometimes you feel like the statue the pigeon shits on. I forget where I stole that joke from. And it's just a low. It happens, man. Nature's like that. Shout out to Ogbendino. He talks about how the greatest miracle. Whatever. He's got this quote where he talks about how water recedes. Ebbs and flows or whatever. Ups and down like a sine wave. And when you're in those lows, you know, you got to take care of yourself. And that's what I'm trying to do. That's the whole point. I'm going to keep it short. I was watching the video of Kendrick Lamar, We Gonna Be Alright. It reminded me how, at my early age, how I felt the need to make a distinction or separate, or distinction between my Canadian identity and my Black identity. See, in Canada, no one was, it's just me growing up, whatever. Every Black Canadian has their own experience, but in my experience, there was no one who was answering the question, who was like addressing the fact that being Black felt like being some kind of outcast. There was, and a lot of us ended up turning to Black American culture to be inspired, to hear shit like, it's okay to be a Black person. It's okay to be proud of who you are. Society might tell you that you ain't shit, but nah, your Black skin is not a curse. And I'm grateful. I really hate that some people, some Black Americans have under the impression that the rest of the world is taking their culture for granted. I mean, sure, there are. Don't get me wrong. But I would hate the idea to think like, but I'm trying to say that, nah, I'm grateful for, because it was our outlet. It was, I think one thing that, who knows, maybe he does. No, I'm going to assume he does. I'm not going to give Drake the benefit of the doubt. But one thing Drake, I think, didn't understand, especially when he said shit like, you know, rapping like you're trying to get the slaves free. It's like, bro, there's more to this world than money, hoes, and bitches. And rappers like Kendrick, exactly, knows how to feed the culture. Yeah. I managed to bring in the Drake and Kendrick beef into the final thought. Anyway, I'm just going to say, yeah, fuck it. Again, I'm going to remind you on this podcast, I don't offer solutions. I'm just a Black man trying to keep his dick hard in a world that's in a cold world. I'm just a man with a podcast going through it. Sometimes I'll say shit that makes sense, and sometimes I'll say shit that'll be like, what the fuck did that N-word say? All right, okay, whatever. So, again, losing my voice, so I'm just going to wrap this up and say this concludes today's episode. I'm going to remind you that if you go to the website, shutuppodcast.com, you'll find a means to get a hold of me. You'll find the RSS feed that you need to subscribe to the podcast. And you'll find the show notes and also some other links that I put at the, excuse me, on the page of this episode. And it's just cool links that I think worth checking out for yourself. No, that's all I do on the internet, share links. I consume links and I share them. All right. Whew, yo, pray for me, man. Pray for me. Pray for my voice. I'm going to get some ginger tea and some shit like that. And then suck at a fisherman's frit. Oh, email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. All right. I said everything I needed to say. Yo, seriously, thank you for listening. I appreciate your patience, especially as I struggle. I'm losing my voice here. I got to stop talking. Thank you for listening. And please remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace.